Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on a Freedom Friday. Yes, it is the end of the week, and you know what that means. Your opportunity to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So are we ever going to get past wearing a mask? Brian Boquist, state senator, good friend of mine, a little bit of an independent guy. He's a special operator, you know, spent a career in the U.S. Army as a Green Beret. He has a newsletter, and there's some highlights from it in the Oregon Catalyst today. And the headline is, Big Hospital Closes, No End to Mask, Even More. There's a rogue... The Asante Rogue Regional Hospital closes, abandons 454 employees, 180 nurses, and harasses the contractors. And guess what? Kate Brown evades the question. What question would that be? Oh, about when you're ever going to stop demanding we wear masks. There's lots of other things going on that are worthy of talking about here today on Friday. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. On Fridays, I try to get to the phones a lot more quickly than normal. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. There's some other things going on there. Betsy Johnson, you know, Democrat, just got a donation. She's gotten lots of donations. She's raised about $2 million. She told me she's trying to raise about $10 million before the first of the year. She got a $1,000 donation from State Senator Lee Beyer, kind of a moderate to liberal Democrat out of Springfield. Now, I know Lee fairly well, and he didn't serve in the legislature when I was in the House of Representatives. He was actually on the PUC commission at that time. But he had served prior, and he obviously has served afterward. Anyway, what that tells me is, well, if you just read his quote here, and this is a Willamette Week story, he disagrees with Betsy, but he likes her and admires her. She served her constituents extremely well. But here's the telling thing. This is the opportunity for those of us who are conservatives, and maybe even Republicans if they're smart enough to use the right issues. He says, quote, I've never seen the public's mood like it is now. And I think they are frustrated on both sides of the spectrum. He thinks that's an opportunity for somebody in the middle. Folks, this guy's been involved in politics since 1974 when he helped Bob Straub win the Democrat primary for governor. He's been around. He's seen a lot. This is the opportunity. This is important because this guy is a Oregon Senate Democrat who will march in lockstep with the leftist community. But it tells you something when he's willing to step up and be quoted and give money. There's a lot of frustration inside the Democrat Party. Hey, there's some frustration that boiled over down in, where was that? That's Grants Pass. Remember those two teachers who got suspended because they didn't like the transgender policies being pushed by the administration. They started their I Resolve campaign. The school board first let them kind of be suspended, but then they reversed course. Why? Because they heard from the community. That's why. They reinstated the two. Well, several hundred students walked out of school on Tuesday. And then some counter protest because they think they ought to have Black Lives Matter flags all over these school buildings. And we ought to have LGBTQ. And it's wrong. It's wrong. These young skulls of mush that have been indoctrinated and brainwashed by the liberal teachers union. And the liberal teachers that come out of our liberal colleges, they think it's bad to have these people express their views. They have a right to, as teachers, to start their own, on their own time outside of school campaign. These kids chose to use school. And guess what happened? A couple of counter protesters who supported the two teachers show up. And a couple of school kids got into a shouting match and started assaulting the two counter protesters. And the cops showed up and they arrested the two high school students and one of the protesters from Medford. In fact, one student began swinging a broomstick at a counter protester, according to the police reports. This is why you don't have activist teachers pushing this kind of insanity. This is why you keep that to a minimum in your school, except we have all of these woke leftist administrators. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I'll get to your phone calls more quickly today, or shoot me an email. Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from Dwight. Says, morning. When are the American people going to stand up and call Joe Biden out for his incessant lies? Joe Biden has repeatedly said that his Build Back Better bill is fully paid for. Well, the CBO score came out, folks. It is not fully paid for. More lies, he continues, that we have come to accept as truth in the normal course of business. Help, 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 help. McCarthy, the moderate to rhino leader of the Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives, he spoke for a record 8 hours and 32 minutes in order to stop the vote on Biden's irresponsible spending bill as Democrats ignore Congressional Budget Office. This is the bill that the liar Biden reported the American people was fully paid for. Yes, he did. Kudos to the rhino Kevin McCarthy. Good for him. He did the right thing. Now, it isn't going to stop. I mean, they're getting ready to vote on it right now. If you've got the news on, you can see that. But kudos to McCarthy for standing up. By the way, maybe there's another story you want to comment on. This is in the news review. By the way, all of these stories I'm talking about today are off of the OregonWatchdog.com. There is a ballot initiative that's being proposed that would put $750 in every Oregonian's pocket. It's called the Oregon People's Rebate. It goes into the pocket of every person, adult or child, in the state each year. For a family of four, that would be $3,000. Initiative petition number 6. And how do they pay for this? Oh, they're going to increase the minimum tax on corporations earning more than $25 million a year and divide up the revenue into a tax rebate for every Oregonian, whether you're here legally or not. The chief petitioner is a former cognitive neuroscientist. Oh, sounds brilliant, doesn't he? And then you read, he's also a union organizer from Philomath. Well, there you go. Have you ever met a union organizer that wasn't a leftist? I have met very few. Actually, there are some. I will say that's, you know, some of the IBEW, you know, the construction trades unions are a lot. I mean, they're about 50% Republican, and these days probably more. So those union organizers got to be a little bit less leftist. But when I served in the legislature, they were mostly leftist. It's changing. Anyway, the guy's a union organizer. Now, let me ask you this question. They have tried this. Remember, Measure 97 was an earlier effort to boost the corporate minimum tax. It was defeated by a wide margin, 59% to 41% in 2016. They're back saying the Wall Street corporations are not paying their fair share. Oh, yeah. You mean like the Intels and the Nikes who spend lots of money bribing the Democrats in control and Kate Brown by giving them lots of money? You mean like those people? Yeah. But then they say, this guy's argument is, well, yeah, we're going to tax Nike, but they're going to get some of that money right back because we're going to give them money to spend. And, all of these illegal alien kids, all of these kids are going to go buy Nike shoes with their $750. They can just go, well, Nike then can just hike the price of another pair of shoes, can't they? 503-589-1220. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, like the one I got from Delana. The mask go away when the emergency order is lifted, as that is how OSHA policy is created. Where was the National Guard when they were rioting in Kenosha a year ago? Take your children out of public school. Their well-being is more important than your paycheck. We have a long road ahead of us. Yes, we do. The masks go away when Kate says they go away, even though she doesn't have the authority to do that. Oh, I know the Oregon Supreme Court said she did, but they had to jumble together two laws from two different decades, come up with a convoluted ruling and rationale that, yeah, she has the ability to keep us locked down as long as she wants. By the way, what do you think about Oregon, the story in the Oregonian? Oregon could eliminate quarantines for students exposed to COVID-19 with the test to stay rollout by November 30th. It's an interesting idea. If you've been exposed, you get tested. Unvaccinated students right now have been required to stay home for 7 to 14 days. They might, as long as they could hang out in school if they test negative. The tests will be paid for by the state, using, of course, federal dollars. And it's free to the students. Is this a good idea? What do you think about all of that? Oh, and there's another story talking about unruly kids. It appears that Reynolds Middle School, they're closing their school for 3 weeks due to repeated misbehavior and fights among students. What's going on there? We'll get into that more when we come back. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee, the show that is dedicated to the idea you can change your world. There is Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who's expanding the exemptions for vaccine mandates. What are we doing in Oregon? Well, you know it. Got an email from Rich yesterday. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it is jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will do my darndest to read it on the air. Also, if you want to call here on Freedom Friday and get just explode about anything that you want to get off your mind, it's easy. You just call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, and I will read you the rich email in a moment, but I need to remind you. You know, if the old heating and air conditioning system is not keeping up as winter begins and the cold nights happen, you should call Freedom Heating and Air. They've been in the Mid-Valley area for well over 40 years. They're a great company, believes in the concept of liberty, freedom. It's in their name, but they practice it in their business. In fact, if you're looking for a different job, maybe you work for a company that is going to force you to take the shot and you want to change your occupation, why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. That's their number. Or maybe you just need to get the old furnace fixed, the heat pump fixed. 503-580-1456. Check them out on the web at freedomheatingandair.net. Rich wrote me an email yesterday about why should the Oregon GOP even show up for the February session? He says, you know, I was talking with some people this evening and a great question came up. Why should the GOP in Oregon even show up for a short session? Some of the things that are going to happen if they do are, even if they don't show up, more taxes, more laws on whatever they can throw a law at to cause problems. We were sure more anti-gun laws, even maybe threats of confiscation, more promises that they will not keep, as Gerard found out. I guess that covers the short list. I think our only hope is that some of the left will be scared of getting voted out and back off from some of that crap. My thoughts? Well, my thoughts are simple. I actually wrote him back and I said, what'll happen? They'll show up. The Republicans will show up because Kate and Tina and Peter will bribe them with more money for their district, and because they have no spine. No spine to step up and walk out like they did previously. Isn't it amazing what a little bit of money will do? Let's go to the phones. Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Yeah, a little bit of money is all it takes to bribe the rhino, feckless Republicans that serve, some of them anyway, in the Oregon legislature. There are some that are strong, and we admire them, and we support them. Freddie, good morning. How are you? What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Jeff. I want to talk about how the Democrats flip everything on top of the Republicans. And I'll give you some examples here. One being white supremacist. White supremacist is the new name for the Ku Klux Klan. And what did the Ku Klux Klan do? They intimidated people. So what does the white supremacist have today to intimidate people? And that's Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So don't let them call a Republican a white supremacist. That is really the Democrat deal. Jim Crow is another one. Jim Crow was established by the Democrats. It's a Democrat organization. And they want to attach that to the Republicans, especially on this voter issue. And the other thing that I want to make sure that people understand is Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a business that destroys the human fetus for stem cell and body parts. So you go after them based on what they are, and that's a business. And you put that back onto them. I get really tired of Republicans allowing them to go ahead and put a name on us. When they're really, they're talking about themselves, and you need to really push back on that. That's my rant for today.
No, you're right on the money. I mean, you really are. On all those things, God, I can't argue with any of them, to be honest with you. So what do you think happens here in Oregon? I mean, you're a political guy. You've run for Congress before. You know, Betsy Johnson is running as an independent. You got moderate, so-called moderates like Lee Beyer giving her money. Does that tell us that there's a huge dissatisfaction in the Democrat Party? Is it possible for an independent to win, Governor?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what we saw in Virginia. that's just nothing more than just a moment in time to show us exactly what's going on with the general public. Nobody loves these masks. Nobody. I mean, I've been wearing one that says, let's go, Brandon. And I get a lot of smiles, a lot of comments on that because people are sick and tired of it. And a lot of times I walk into a store and I don't wear a mask at all. And nobody says anything to me about that. So we're all tired.
I think the worm has turned. I really do. In fact, Freddie, Rich sent a great Looney Tunes cartoon of Elmer Fudd. And below Elmer Fudd is Wet's Go Brandon. I loved it when Trump said that the other day. Wasn't that hilarious? Freddie, thanks. Have a marvelous weekend.
We need to really stand up and support our candidates and really help them any way that we can. And, you know, this is only going to get worse if we don't turn this thing, and everybody knows that. So we just really need to get rid of them. And that's including Republicans that are not standing up for Republicans, like Liz Cheney, which I call her Lizard Cheney, because she's not helping anybody at all, and she's in the wrong party. So,
yeah, she is. She absolutely is. Hey, thanks, Freddie. By the way, last night the Marion County Republican Party endorsed officially for governor after interviewing a number of them, my guy Jim Huggins. Jim Huggins is going to be tomorrow at noon at Cafe Shine downtown on Liberty Street for a meet and greet. We had him on the show yesterday. Want to encourage you, if you're not going to be, or maybe you want to go hear Jim at Cafe Shine. He's going to be there from noon to 3. Go there, interact with him, ask him questions. He's not afraid to answer anything. And then maybe you can go down to the second shot at a Freedom March rally down in front of the Capitol, again, put on by the River Church. All that happening tomorrow, friends. It's 6:30. See you on the other side of the bottom of the hour break here.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right, friends. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how you can use them to change your world. Having meaningful conversations with persuadable people. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Pfeiffer Roofing has this new product called Roof Max. You hear me talk about it. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem, which is a second generation family owned company. It's been here since 1978. This product, RoofMax, is a soybean-based product. It's all natural. Gets sprayed on your roof, and it gives new life to your deteriorating asphalt shingle roof. And it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. If you want to see if your roof is a candidate for this, give them a call. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. 25 and look at the great video they have on their website, pfeifferroofing.com. That's P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. You can check it out for yourself, pfeifferroofing.com. Freedom Friday means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's give Freddie a second shot today. Freddie, good morning. What's your second thing on your mind today?
Well, the one more thing I want to make clear to everybody, especially the Republicans, is when the Democrats, want to call you Trumpism, you remind them history that the Democrats hated Abraham Lincoln much more than they ever hated Trump. and the Democrats killed Abraham Lincoln. To remind them of that history. They hated Abraham Lincoln more than they ever hated Donald Trump. And they killed Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, you're right about that. They sure did. And many of them, well, some listeners to this show, think it's just fine for people like you and I that believe in liberty and are willing to take a stand for it by not wearing a mask and not getting vaccinated, that we are a danger to society and we should be put in re-education camps. So it's not a stretch to think that, I mean, look at the prosecutor in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, who basically says you can't defend yourself under any circumstances with a gun. You got to fight back with your fists. No mention of the people that are assaulting you. In fact, there's news about the people assaulting Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. Thanks, Freddie. Appreciate it. It is 503-589-1220. Yeah. By the way, the Kyle Rittenhouse, the MSNBC reporter got banned from the trial and the courthouse. Why? In fact, got even taken into custody. Because the reporter was stalking the jury bus and ran a red light. Oh, and a couple of the guys who, the Black Lives Matter criminals who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse, two of them were shot and killed. Moments before they did that, were filmed together, the two of them together with the Black Lives Matter protesters. And the guy who jump kicked Kyle Rittenhouse has been identified. He kicked Kyle Rittenhouse in the head. He's a career criminal with an open domestic violence charge. That's who. And I'm going to go back here to what Freddie just said. The Democrats killed Abraham Lincoln. The Democrats started the KKK, folks. It's irrefutable historical fact in America. That's the Democrat Party. And now they are openly using criminals with long criminal history to attack and do damage. I would be willing to, we know some of the people that were arrested in Portland for the violent protests over 100 consecutive nights that were Antifa. Some of those people have long criminal records. My guess is that a lot of the Antifa people have long criminal records. And frankly, if we ever get a governor like a Jim Huggins, who will stand up and say to Ted Wheeler and the Portland City Council, if you don't control the streets of Portland and start protecting your citizens under Oregon law, I'm going to bring in the state police and I'm going to bring in the National Guard and we'll do it and we'll arrest them and we'll put them on trial. Because we'll do it through, I shouldn't say. That's a whole nother discussion altogether. Anyway, a governor has the bully pulpit to do just that, if they have the courage to do it. Let's go to the phones. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. We'll start with Art, and we'll move on to Phil. Phil, hang on. We'll get to Art first. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, we're going to rename today National Pork Day. Because that monstrosity of bill that the House is going to pass today, which is going to ruin our country. Hopefully Manchin stands strong and stops this dang thing. Because can you imagine, Jeff, $200 million for that park down in San Francisco? Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Yeah, surprise, surprise. How did that happen, Art?
Oh, my God. We can talk about all the pork that they're going to be rolling out, which ain't going to make our country better, because we certainly aren't going to maintain our energy independence or any of that kind of stuff because of these environmental wackos.
claiming global warming and all that stuff. But, yeah, so Higgins has endorsed yesterday by Marion County Republicans.
Jim Huggins was endorsed last night by the Marion County Republican Party officially. Apparently not every county party is doing that kind of thing, but Marion County chose to, and they interviewed, I believe, most if not all of the governor's candidates, and that's who they chose to endorse.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Definitely. We'll see how that all pans out. I just hope we get the candidate that's going to beat the Democrats, because and we got a new name for Betsy Johnson. We're going to call her Mrs. Perot, because we all know she ain't got a chance in hell of winning. All she's going to do is split the vote, and I think that's what she's intending to do, Jeff. And once she loses and the Democrats win, she may retire. I mean, she certainly got enough.
Yeah, you know, I fear what you're saying is right, Art. I hope that, you know, the voters of Oregon understand, you know, the problem is unless you, Betsy Johnson will be very strong on law and order. And right now, that is still the issue poll after poll shows in this state. She's going to be very strong on it. And my guess is that unless you get a Republican who's even stronger on law and order, you're exactly right. She splits the vote, the Democrats win. Art, thank you. I got to move on because I got other callers here.
God bless you. 503-589-1220.
That's the Power Big TNT talk line. Thanks, Art. Phil, you're up next. Phil, go. Welcome to Freedom Friday.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me. I think you have a Brandon thing going on this morning. I got a question for you. Does a state mandate trump a federal mandate when it comes to vaccines?
So is the state of Oregon, I want to understand your question. Is the state of Oregon doing the same thing Joe Biden's trying to do?
No, I'm going to lead you to who's doing signing a vaccine mandate in Florida. I'm going to get to that, but does a state mandate trump a federal mandate when it comes to vaccines?
Is the state mandating it for? Yeah, the state is mandating it for government employees.
Correct. Okay.
They are mandating it for health people in law enforcement.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go directly to what I'm leading up to. So it's in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis is signing an anti-vaccination mandate. So does that trump a federal mandate on vaccinations? Does that make sense?
It does if it is specific to state employees. Okay, when it comes to private employees under Biden's executive order, which is on permanent hold right now by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, it doesn't.
All right, so I got another one for you. So guess where he signed this bill, Governor DeSantis, not in Tallahassee. Guess where he signed it?
I don't know where he signed it. Where did he sign it?
Believe it or not, there's a Brandon in Florida, and if you guys go through the search engine, just look up Brandon, Florida, DeSantis, and you'll get a kick out of it. You'll have a good
deal. He signed it in Brandon, Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope other governors in the state of the United States have his wherewithal to do
that is just too good. Thanks, Phil. Okay. Hey, Kathy and Rowan, you guys hang on through the break. We'll get you on the other side. Freedom Friday, folks. Thanks, Phil. That's just too good, man. It's 6:48. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Come on and sing my song. Yeah.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll get back to the phones with Kathy and Roan. You gals, hang on just real quick. Got to tell you about Rebecca Donaldson, who won the Best of the Willamette Valley gold-winning real estate broker. That's who she is. She is really good at buying and selling houses, and that's good for you. So if you're looking to buy a house, maybe sell a house, why don't you give her a call? 503-269-0747. 269-0747, or just visit her on the web at rebeccasgothouses.com. rebeccasgothouses.com. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Kathy. Thanks for hanging on, Kathy.
So I just wanted to talk about the budget that the commissioners passed in Portland.
Okay.
I don't understand why people cannot see through Joanne Hardesty. She doesn't want cameras on cops. She said that hiring more cops is a big lie. And I'm really sick and tired of hearing these radical leftists make these statements, and then they don't have to explain themselves. They just put it out there. Joanne Hardesty
I mean, they can do that because the news media covers for them, number one. And number two is that so far nobody's held them accountable for this. They can say those are outrageous things. And so far, the people in the black community that have been hurt the worst by Joanne Hardesty's ideas of defunding the cops, so yep. far, they have not yet stood up to her. And they need to.
Well, and they're doing all these studies about why the gun violence is rising in Portland, blah, blah, blah. Well, you got rid of the gang team. They get rid of these cops, and then they wonder why crime is up.
Well, it's stunning that even Joe Biden has signed this new bill yesterday to add 1,000 federal funding for 1,000 police officers across the nation. Nothing. Remember when Bill Clinton did community policing and they hired 100,000 cops? It's all smoke and mirrors. The fact now that all of these business owners and these liberals are telling the Portland City Council and Ted Wheeler, you got to fix the crime problem. And there's story after story about it. The fact that they're doing that now, Kathy, tells me that the politicians know how powerful this issue is. That's why Republicans better use it. Kathy, thanks for a great call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I wish somebody would stand up, and it needs to be people in the black community doing it. Before I go to Roan, friends, I want to remind you, Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations. You're looking for a contractor you can trust to do a really good job in your home. He's the guy. Check out his website. Don't take my word for it. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Roan, thanks for hanging on. What are your thoughts today on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff and everybody. I'm thinking about that quote out of the Rittenhouse trial. Sometimes you just need to take a beating. The gentleman, and I use that term very loosely, who said that, needs a reminder that it was the Democrat 44th president that said, if they bring a knife, we bring a gun.
Yeah, and the news media never held him accountable for that either, did he?
No, and at least with a knife, you've got something that could maybe inflict some damage. You can throw that, but your fist, no, your history. When it's facing a gun, that's the way I would feel.
Yeah.
That's all.
Look, I share your frustration here. Thank you, Roan. I'm going to absolutely share your frustration. Folks, it's one thing to have these issues right, literally right in front of us, that we can take hold of and that we can use to win elections. It's another thing to have faith in the election system that the Democrats won't find a way to steal it or cook the books, which they're really good at doing, it seems. Right? Yeah. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Let's go to Rebecca quickly. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday.
Good morning. I'm calling because the Democrats are doing this because they are national. They're creating this police force controlled by the federal government.
That's what they want. They want to nationalize it. There are members of Congress talking about that, members of the Senate. Let's nationalize all of the local police.
That's what all of this is about. They're trying to destroy the local police force and create a nationalized, when they get money, like Biden just signed the bill to get money to the local police departments from the federal government, it comes with strings attached, and the local police departments are no longer free from the federal involvement. That's what this is all about.
So it always happens. It's what always happens. Every time you get money from the federal government, there are strings with it. And if it's going to come from the Biden administration and the leftists that are in there, including the attorney general, who thinks you parents are domestic terrorists if you step up and express your opinion loudly or passionately at a school board meeting, you can bet those strings that come with the federal money ain't going to be good. Rebecca, thanks. Good point. I appreciate it. Friends, want to thank you all for listening this week. Want to remind you, Jim Huggins tomorrow at Cafe Shine on Liberty Street is there from noon to 3 p.m. Friends, you can ask him a lot of questions. Also tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. is another Freedom March down at the steps of the Capitol. Actually across from the steps of the Capitol in the fountains like we had it last Saturday. I will not be able to join you for any of these events because I am eulogizing my older brother, Lance Krupp, who died of a heart attack 10 days ago. And my mother and I are all that is left of our family. She has now lost two of her sons. I lost a little brother who was 3 years old when I was young. And now my older brother, who died at 65. So to those of you who have expressed, and some of you have, your condolences to us, we are deeply grateful for that. Thank you. We will hold a celebration of his life, a man who struggled with addictions, struggled with things that happened in his life. He overcame them. He has been sober from his alcoholism for 28 years. And in his life as an adult foster home provider, he worked tirelessly and fiercely to advocate against the system in Oregon that doesn't help people recover from their addictions because it's not in their best interest. He did work very successfully with Teen Challenge and was Celebrate Recovery. So to my brother Lance, I will miss you tomorrow. I get to celebrate your life with a lot of other people. Friends, hold your family dear. You have no idea how long they are with you. Love them. Keep praying for this great state. Keep fighting for everything you believe. See you Monday.